Here.
Rob Cooper.
Here.
Laura Iams.
We missed it.
Morano.
Here.
Ricky Medina.
Here.
Mary Krasinski. She actually had to be at the legislature today. Carrie Richardson.
Here.
Rupert Ruiz.
Here.
Buzz Sharman. Richard Stokes.
Present.
Teresa White.
Here.
Michelle Joy.
Here.
And vacant is not here.
Vacant.
We have a quorum. Thank you very much. So at this time, I'd like to open up for public comment. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to make comment? Going once, going twice? Hearing none, we will move on. Okay. Agenda item number three is approval of minutes from the February 15 meeting. Those were distributed to everybody. Would we like to take a minute to review? Has everybody already reviewed them? Your minute is up. Do we have any comments or additions to those minutes? If not, entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Move to
approve the minutes for a second. Whoever's first.
So.
Tim Dyer, move to approve the minutes.
All right, and then Nick can second. All right, so we'll do that then. All right, all in favor of approving, please say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Hearing none, that those are approved. Agenda item number four would be remarks from President Burton for information only. So President Burton, I will turn that over to you.
Thank you, Chair Hooper. Well, good morning. It's been quite a week for Western. I've been working for 3 years to get the governor, and in 1 week we both have the lieutenant governor and the governor. If you weren't aware, the lieutenant governor was our keynote speaker on Monday at graduation, which was a great event with the 551 graduates, and as we mentioned, including 89 Jumpstart, and I believe that by the end of the summer, we'll have 96. There's a couple that came a class short that they're going to finish up over summer school. So, really exciting week for the college. A lot going on, as you can tell. Obviously, we're coming into the end of the legislature. We'll talk a little bit about that. Graduation, we're just went through and hired, I think, 5 new faculty members. So we're to support everything going on, we need the additional faculty, and that's not just Jumpstart, but workforce development, especially in the manufacturing and applied technology. We're finally going to get Emily some help. I'd like just take a minute for a new member. Thank you so much for joining us, Joy. It's a pleasure. We want to thank Hoyt for all his contributions as he moves on. I was sharing with Jeff, his daughter was actually a Jumpstart graduate this year from Churchill County, and that's what Jumpstart represents. She's a great student. It gave her the opportunity to both do the college, but she also is a standing track athlete. As I was sharing with Jeff, she was the state champion in the long jump and the triple jump for the 3A category in Churchill County. So she was able to compete, still do her extracurricular activities with high school, but also get her college classes. So she's going on to Utah State, where she'll matriculate as a junior. But she shared with me that she said she has 4 years of eligibility for track. She's going to try and go right through and get her master's degree at the same time. So that's a great example of what the program represents. We do have guests here from the college, Vice President Mark Gann, if you haven't met him, and Director Georgia White, who's our CTE director, and obviously did a lot of work this morning getting that space ready for us. And then also, I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize Regent Del Carlo. Thank you so much for coming this morning. Appreciate it. And she was here also at graduation, recognizing our honor graduates. Couple things. I know we're going to try and keep this meeting short and sweet because I know everyone's very busy this time of year. This will be a little bit of a busy board meeting for us. As Rob said, he'll be doing the annual update for our IAC, and also I'll be doing our full-blown annual update with our metrics for the college. And so that's the chance that every year that the college has to show the board where we're trending, what we're doing, and what's happening. And so I think we've got a really good story to tell. Obviously, it's hard to top the fact of having Bill signing and the crowd we had this morning, but that's just an indicator of what's going on. It's, you know, we shouldn't get too full of ourselves, because what we're doing is just, it's for the students, and having him here is showing what everyone's doing with for the students. The last thing I'm going to just say is, you know, Jumpstart came from, and Sandra had to go back, but she's, you know, as an ad hoc member of, and I was, as I said in my remarks, I was pretty skeptical when the idea was first brought to me. I thought, you know, I'm trying to run a college here. What do I want to deal with high school students for? But, you know, I think the program speaks for itself, and we don't take credit for it. We looked around the country, and we said, what are the best models, and how can we emulate those and try and make it fit for our students? And it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, we have 15 different schools participate in this, and it's a little different flavor at each school, the way we do it. But that's what I want to segue into, because the way that it came up is, I think the IEC now, we're mature enough that I think there's great ideas with this group, and I would like to challenge the IEC to see more action items that come up. You know, things that we can do, if it's, you know, on the manufacturing side to support that, some of the underserved population, civic, you know, city, state, local government, anything we can do better in partnering with the school districts. Obviously, healthcare. I think, again, we had 40 graduates and half of them went to Carson Tahoe in our nursing program. Clearly, there's the need there. What do we need to do? I know, Carrie, you can't get enough construction people. In fact, you're not letting us keep them, because as soon as they get the experience, you're yanking them out of the program. You're not doing it, but you're partners, because I know that everything's going as fast as it can run right now. But I just would like, that's what, you know, maybe I should have saved it for new business, but I like to challenge the group, because the best ideas bubble up in recognition of things we need. And the college is here to serve you. And you know, a great example is, you know, next year we'll have two major CTE tracks in Jumpstart. One in Silver Spring for manufacturing, and one out in Yerington, Smith Valley for construction. They come to us and think, is there 20?
That's what they're saying, 20 to 25 students.
In Yerington, Smith Valley, they're going to get on a construction track. And hopefully segue and, you know, either be ready, job ready at 18 or 19, or continue on to apply, you know, the bachelor of construction. So, please, if there's, you know, things you see that we can do better, that we're not meeting the need, let's see more action items on here going forward. That's my vision, because we're in a good place right now. I'll talk about the budget and some other things, but we're ready to build on these foundations and keep it going. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, President Bird. So, my turn. I think that's what it said.
Yep.
Give you some comments. Just to add on to what President Burton said, it is time for us to take the next step with the IAC. And I can kind of roll the next agenda item in for our shortage of time thing, which is the report on the last special meeting. I think that's the next one in here, right?
Well, there's remarks.
I'll wait for that then. But I can tell you this region, this college, and what we're doing is leading the pack, beyond a doubt. I got a chance over at Bill signing to talk to, because Lynn O'Mara pointed him out to me, to a reporter from the Las Vegas
Review.
You know, talk a little bit about what we're doing and things that are going on in this region. We're like, really? Really? And we got a lot going on here, okay? Now we need to, I think as a group, put our arms around that, and how do we now take that to the next level, okay? But just for sake of time, I'll just say I think we've got a great group. I also want to welcome Michelle to our group. I think that the whole healthcare side of the equation is something that we need to put more emphasis on, all right? And so having Michelle join our group, I think this is super fantastic. So again, you know, thank you for that. And thank you for everybody for serving on this council. So for the sake of time, I'll shut up and we'll move on. So remarks from IAC members. Does any of our members wish to have something to say?
I'll just add something real quick, and it's a couple of things, more acknowledging that you say a lot of good things going on and some really good things over the last couple of months. And we've had, you know, a couple of Manny Lara, one of our graduates of the first Siemens course, come back and it's done real well. He's dragged Maricela Segura and we've used her as an intern, and we'll probably be using her real heavily all year long, as long as she wants to do that. I think we're going to be able to find a home for her at some point, once she finishes her degree. I think, really appreciative of the, getting an intern going. I know, started to talk back to RJ and getting more interns in our shop here. Speaking of that, David Wright is another almost graduate of the machine shop programs and over there. However, he's one course shy, and I want to acknowledge, I know, we've been working with the director of the program over there to help figure out how to get in that last course. It's more of a project working around. So I think it's something that it's a great opportunity. We've hired him on permanently now. So I listen to you talk about stealing people away as soon as they've got something busy. I've been pushing on my team here to make sure that we help those guys finish out that degree and make sure he's got that along the lines of that partnership. And I also want to always keep someone in there, and I appreciate that your staff's working with us and trying to figure out a way to do that for him. I think it's win-win for both of us there. And finally, we had the machine shop class come through our shop a little over a week ago. That was great to see about it. Different people. I've already heard from at least one person that wants to get in on an internship down there with us while they're working on it. Yeah, really appreciate all the engagement with Georgia and her team. So,
thank you for being
that was Jeff Gordon, by the way, for the record.
Good job. Yes, Michelle.
So Michelle Joy, and I just wanted to take a couple minutes to just introduce myself to everybody here. As Chair Hooper had mentioned, I'm with Carson Tahoe. I've been here about 2.5 years as the Chief Operating Officer. Prior to this, I was with Banner Health for 16 years. Majority of that time was spent as CEO of two of their small rural hospitals, so I know Hoyt from my previous employer. And hopefully we'll be able to fill the shoes that he left, and also be able to provide that rural healthcare perspective on the IAC as well. Both of the communities that I was in, one being Susanville, California, has Lassen College, and then the other one was Sterling, Colorado, which has Northeastern Junior College. So I understand the importance of the relationship, having the hospital and the tie to the local college. So I look forward to being a member on here.
Thank you. Any other comments?
No, the only thing I'd like to say is I was extremely impressed this morning to have the governor sign in those bills. I just think it adds value, right? Not only to the committee, but to the college as a whole in terms of where you're going. So I'm proud to be part of this committee. I want you to know that.
Since we're doing comments, let's do this just for Michelle's benefit. Let everybody introduce themselves. Oh, that's Michelle.
Good. Sorry. Okay.
So we all know who we are. So we know each other. Rob Hooper in NDA. And El Presidente.
Chef Burton, Western Nevada.
Jeff Gordon, I'm plant manager for the manufacturing operation down at GE Bentley, Nevada, in Minden.
Nick Morano, city manager.
Yep. Rupert Reese, president for CPLC.
Okay. Ricky Medina, I'm the director of accountability and assessment for the Carson City School District.
Tim Dyer with Nevada Copper, and I'll just mention that yesterday we got additional financing to move forward on our project, so hopefully we're coming back to Western to start recruiting people in the next 6 to 12 months.
That's good news.
So that's great news. That.
And we have the Lyon County Medical Center, but we also depend very much on Carson Tahoe because it's limited services here. So I think in the future we'll be looking at what are our healthcare needs in Yarrington when we bring in 200-300 person workforce. Mm-hmm.
I'm Terry White, the superintendent in Douglas County.
Richard Stokes.
Carrie Richardson, Miles Construction.
Thanks, everybody. So we'll move on to, unless anybody else has a comment.
Just real briefly, we're working hard still to try. We still have this gap where we have the high school students that aren't going to college, that don't know what to do, and then we have industry that doesn't have the workforce, existing industry, and industry is looking to come here. So we're just working hard to try and get that paradigm shift out, that manufacturing's back to the United States, and that there's real career paths out there that pay good money, and that there's a lot of options. But it's just amazing that how difficult it is. People are still just in that mindset that it's a four-year prep or nothing. And anything we can do to try and get that word out, we've been working with Western Nevada College on getting some press releases out and just trying to get word out in the community that there's a lot of opportunities that exist here that people just aren't aware of. It's amazing. I was giving a talk in Douglas yesterday, was using GE as an example, and people were amazed, like, really? That exists? There's jobs like that down there? They need people?
You're a Douglas County?
Yeah. Good governance group or something like that.
Giving a talk, yeah.
Oh, good. Good for you. That's a fun group.
Thanks for the plug.
People just don't realize. It's amazing. So anything we can do to really help raise awareness out there is very important. So we need students, first of all, is what we need in order to get the workforce.
So I'm Terry White, and to piggyback on that, I think an action item might be how to do that in the schools. Our counselors are still promoting the four-year, and maybe a different kind of career fair, career opportunity, where folks like yourself come in and actually talk to our students about the opportunities and help our educators understand. In Douglas, I'm pushing back a little bit to get Jumpstart going because we've got the four-year mindset, and yet we've got a whole group of young people who don't even go to two-year college, you know, let alone a four-year college, and there's really a spot for them and conversations that we need to start having. So that might be an action item, is to talk about how to educate the educators so that we can be the resources for our students.
Because it's not just about the students, it's about the parents, the educators, it's the rest of society, which
Absolutely.
Then ultimately will influence the students.
Absolutely.
So it's a whole paradigm shift. Manufacturing is back in the United States, and people don't realize that.
I know Gerd and Sven out at Meinberg Machining, they invited us, and I actually drove four of our high school counselors out there, and they were the people taking the tours. And listening to their comments on the way back, it was exactly that. Wow, we kind of have to rethink our mantra. We need to rethink what the opportunities are in our area for our students, and it was very helpful. And so. And we've had people open their doors to us on multiple occasions, and so thanks for that. And I think you're right, Terry, that's an angle that we have to do more with.
Terry, this goes back probably well over a year, but the predecessor staff came out one time and did it. Walk around. I think it had been several years since they had done that. So
I was part of that.
That's right. You were. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great for us, but I think we need to get our like first line folks out there, because we get it. We need to help them. It's a paradigm shift. We need to help them see the opportunities for our students.
Yeah, that's what I was going to offer.
Great.
Any level down as far as you want to go to bring them out there.
Perfect. Thank you.
And just one comment is, the other ambassador really makes a difference is we're getting more of our students involved that have already gone through the program, because they come back and this and peer to peer is so powerful, either social media but face to face as well. And they talk to students and say, "Hey, look what I'm doing." And John can tell story after story. Right, we're seeing that happen now. And also, I think it's the other big paradigm shift is not only it's the parents.
Yes.
Because it's always been that mindset. My son, daughter, they've got to go through that four-year program, right? And make people realize that there are other alternatives that are pay as well, or in some cases better. You know, we see welders walking on, as Jeff well knows, that are making, you know, $70,000 a year.
I think even if you look at our graduating class, 46% of our students go on either to two-year or four-year. What about the rest of them?
Yep.
There you go.
They're going to service industry, low-paying jobs without benefits.
And our kids are graduates. We're a very high-performing district, so there's a market there, not only for industry, but to help our students find a career path.
Good comments, everybody.
We don't need to import the workforce from California and whatnot. We need to develop our own workforce first. And I'd be glad, we've given tours with Western Nevada College students of job sites. Be glad to offer that up also with any of the students or counselors.
Thank
and
you.
Maybe I can twist Bentley's arm and get some people down there like you did for the construction management program. Get some excitement level.
Thanks.
Okay, any other comments? Good comments, guys. Appreciate that. We'll readdress that under new business as well, as a matter of fact. So now, moving on to item number 7, report on the last Board of Regents Community College Committee meeting. I'm going to make this extremely short. It was, as always, they're a good meeting. I think the way I could characterize these meetings is all the four college committees, IACs, the council chairman make their report. Great Basin seems to come back to the same theme in each meeting, which is how to become a four-year college. The Clark County theme is always, what are we going to name our colleges, our campuses? That seems to be what goes on there. And then we get down to the real stuff, which ends up being Western and Truckee Meadows. And I think Truckee Meadows has got they're really advancing their program nicely. They have a lot of good things to report. But I'm happy to say, I think here at Western, we're leading the pack with the Jumpstart program, with what's going on with the Siemens Robotics program and the other career technical things that we have. And it's, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, President Burton, but I think that's the way it's perceived when we make that presentation. So I'm really proud of all the work that's being done here. Like I said, I'll make this really, really short. Again, for this upcoming meeting, I'll be going through and I'll be writing up a report on sort of a summary of what's happened over the last four meetings that we've had here and at the council. And then I'll send that out to you so you'll have it more in writing that way. So I don't have to take all the time to go through inch by inch right now. So if that's okay with everybody, we'll just keep moving. Yeah? Good. All right, we'll turn this now over to President Burton for item number 8, which is a budget update.
Yeah, 8 and 9 kind of segue together, but no surprises coming through the legislative session. In this case, that's a good thing. Everything, in fact, was fairly remarkable is everything that the Board of Regents put forward has been approved, and nobody can really remember that happening. What it means to the college, as I've said in my remarks, is the waiting for our current technical education will double, so that will result in about $900,000 in new money next year and about $1.3 million in 19. We also had growth, and just like the distributed account in the secondary, when we grow our weighted student credit hour, that brings funding with it, even though it's a two-year lag between the time we do it and we see it. But that's about $400,000 there. And then we also will get some money in FY19. We put forward some new initiatives. We want to continue going, expanding some of the CTE tracks in the rural areas. Healthcare, we have the rural nursing program in Fallon to keep it going and looking at other opportunities there and where the needs are. So that's the good news. The bad news is offsetting as we lost the so-called bridge money, which was $850,000 this year. But we're ending this year in a good fiscal position. As I said, we're hiring new faculty. So we're continuing that trend, and these are full-time tenure track faculty, and they're not part-time, they're not emergency hires. They're going to be, dedicated and focused on our students and members of the college. So, the budget, I think we'll look back and say 17 was the bottom. We've had our budget cut year over year since 2008, every single year. We've had less money than we had. We started in 2008 with about a $24 million a year budget, and this year we're running at about $17 million. But yet we, in 2008, we graduated 249 students. This year we graduated 551. Right? So when I hear people down the street talk about efficiency, I just point that out to them. That, to me, is a pretty good indicator of efficiency. So the other bills, of course, you saw two of them signed today that the governor was here to sign. We were excited about SB 19 because that basically, you know, none of the school districts in our region even have to worry about that bill because we're already doing it. It's the other districts that aren't, don't have a MOU with a, one of the local, it mandates every school district in the state or every school, charter school, school district has a dual enrollment framework set up for students to go through it. And since we've done it already, we're way out, well ahead of the game there. So we're pretty excited about that. We're also excited that there's legislation going forward with a promise program that will provide full tuition for lower income students, as well as doubling what the Silver State Opportunity Grant, which from $2.5 million to $5 million. So that also will provide. And when Carrie starts talking about avenues, now we're seeing money flow. The state is willing to make the investment, so we can get those students that other 51% that's not looking at. And these programs are specifically focused at the community colleges because the state realizes they get, frankly, more bang for their buck here. I mean, you know, tuition and fees at UNR are almost $7,000 a year now, not including room and board or anything. Our equivalent is about $2,900 a year. And so for students, you know, looking at associate or whatever, they this is great bang for the buck. So, you know, there's a few other bills going through, don't really affect us. We didn't get any construction money this year, but we've gone out and found other avenues for that. And Mark and his team with facilities is really supporting that. Maybe next session we can look at a building project, and maybe get some support for that, because we haven't had any state support for construction here for, I think, 10 or 11 years, Mark, something like that.
Wow. Since 2007.
And so it's all gone through the universities, and so hopefully that's the next one we'll take on. I'm already, you know, there's, what about, as the governor said, I think 11 or 12 days left in the session, so I'm already trying to think about next time. So what can we do? You know, it's always keep moving the ball forward. So thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, it's what have you done for me lately? And we're thinking about the next step. I think that's another action item we can talk about, is what can we do between now and the next session to lay the seeds for that type of thing as a group. So, okay, moving along, that's the budget dates, number 9, the legislative session updates. And this is, it's a great segue, what we've been talking about. Thanks for bringing up what you did, Carrie, on going after that group and Dr. White. As you know, one of our initiatives has been for the council to look at how we can promote that pipeline. We've all said that's where we need to focus a lot of effort. So out of that came, NNDA has been working on this for a long time through our Workforce Education Committee. We put forward, and I gave you an update on this last time, about the idea of moving into an own your future type project. That project is moving along very well, and I think this is one of the answers to how do we go out and promote students in directly from high school into college, but also with the what we call the 60 percenters. I've had really good conversations with Frank Woodbeck about this. We had fortunate seats at the commencement ceremony because we were behind everybody that was standing up handing out the diplomas. So we got to have all kinds of conversations.
It takes a while, right?
So it was really good. I know Frank's looking for more money for us to support this project. We've got a group that's organized, and I might add that Lynn O'Maris, who's here with us today, became a full-time employee of NNDA as of this Monday. She's our economic development director, so we're glad that Lynn's with us, and she's focusing a lot on this pipeline project, okay? And I asked, and as you can see, we have it on the agenda. So I've asked Sarah LaFrance to join us today because Sarah's helping us put together this whole this pipeline project. And I was going to see if Sarah, you could give us an update on where that sits.
Sure. So the Own Your Future part of it is addressing the underemployed and the returning veterans. And it's a way to bring them into the workforce and create new jobs. And it's very interesting, the comments that came around the table this morning, because that's kind of the objective of the program, is to help grow the workforce through certification programs. So where we are is getting ready to embark probably on the first cohort, and it's going to be the mechatronics field of study. But following that, and what we want to do is we want to try and bring in the most capable potential students, so that we have a group that goes through, is successful, can be a referral, and kind of inspires others to do it. But following that, we want to move into other certification programs, healthcare being absolutely one of them, construction being another one of them, and technology being another one of them. And what we're trying to do now is put together a leadership council to kind of brainstorm on what areas we should go after and how we should do it. So I'm appealing to all of you, if you have any interest in helping with this project. It's like what Rob said, it's the 60%. It's the people that got out of high school, took a menial job, never went on, now they're in their 30s, they have a family, they have children, they don't really have time to go back to school, but they really want to get out of where they are. And so that's the purpose of the program, is to find those people, figure out what they qualify for, help them get certified and get out and get jobs and grow the economy. So if any of you have any interest in being on this leadership council, if any of you have someone on your staff that would be interested, I'd very much like to have someone from manufacturing, from healthcare, from construction, and someone from technology, because you know, those are the big growing areas. And with that, one other point I wanted to make, the last NNDA board meeting that I went to, there was the person who's an instructor from Western Nevada College talking about mechatronics. And what she said is there are no programs for that west of the Mississippi at all, none. There's a school in Arizona that claims to do it. They've never started the program. So all of the programs are back east. You talk about leading edge college. This is it. So we really need to take advantage of that and grow the work, you know, the advanced manufacturing workforce with that type of program. So does anybody have any questions or comments?
Tim Dyer, Sarah, that you said the first cohort,
uh-huh.
Is that focused on a certain technical?
We're thinking that the first group that will go through the mechatronics program.
Okay.
Because it's there and it's ready, and we need to do recruiting, and the way we'll do recruiting is we'll have sessions inviting people who have an interest in changing their career paths. We hope to have the religious leaders helping us. We hope to have all of you, anyone who has any connection to people who are in that situation, and try and find a group that we think will be successful. So the first group will be that. But after that, we really want to focus on all of the other business needs, which is beyond just manufacturing.
Right. So that, what's the framework of that program then? Is it like a 6-week training thing, or what exactly is it?
You can probably do it, or Georgia can talk.
Well, there's some prerequisites depending where they, we're going to assume the lowest denominator, so it's about a 9-month program.
Okay.
With the first piece, this first semester, if you think about it, academic year, focused on prerequisites and some of those soft skill areas, and then the second semester really 4 months specifically on the certification, and then they'll come out with, correct me if I'm wrong, Georgia, but MT1 as well as their level 1 mechatronics, which right now we're seeing, we had 9 graduates on our first program and everyone had a job waiting for them. If they wanted it, some of them are going on for other education. And the other good thing about these are also gateway courses for students that realize, hey, I never thought I could be an engineer, but now I can do this. And we're actually seeing students that are going on to four-year programs and never even thought about engineering and saying, I can do this, and then now they have the confidence since providing them a stepping stone into that. So we're actually seeing some of these, you know, it's opening doors that some of these students never thought were there.
Some of the other certification programs are short duration, so it'll be easier and faster to bring students through those, but this one is sort of the gold star, and it would be really nice to have our first group in that.
It has the broadest flexibility to the employment situation. I mean, I can see a mechatronics certified student going to Nevada Copper for the type of equipment that you operate out there and need to be maintained.
I mean, I'll certainly follow up and say, explain the program a little more to me, because I'd be interested in knowing what it is and feedback in terms of what our needs are.
Maybe and that's kind of what I think. So the Leadership Council is not going to be a group that's going to have to work. It's really sort of like this, you know, it's an advisory group that will help us direct the students into fields of study that will actually produce jobs at the end.
I mean, the basic concept of the pipeline is to reach out into the community to locate the families that are the best, the young families that are the most probable to be successful, have a screening mechanism to get them into programs here at Western that end up in certifications and in jobs where there is economic subsistence and tuition subsistence, possibly and probably through current loan programs that we already have, and then with skill groups on the back end of employers that will actually guarantee employment and possibly over a, say, a three-year period, pay off that student loans if they get those employers for that whole 3 year, or employees for that 3 years. So we want to have a seamless pipeline that goes all the way from I'm working at $10, $12 bucks an hour, not getting anywhere, to I'm making that $60,000-$70,000 a year and buying a new home. You know, and that's the pipeline. So the Leadership Council is, if I get this right, is really to assist Sarah in doing that thought process as to how do we put that all together. And so she's asking for volunteers on that council. How often do you see the council meeting?
It won't be monthly. I think that remains to be seen, but it's not going to be a big drain on your time, I'm sure. It's going to be every so many months, and I think at some point it can be maybe quarterly, once we really have
the flow.
We want to make sure that whatever certifications we offer, there's a job at the end, so that they're not going into something and in the end they've spent time and money and they don't have a job. So it's really important to get people from the various industries to give us feedback on all of that.
And there's some nice graphics coming together already.
Yeah, we're hoping to have that first group session. We still don't have a name for it. I don't want to call it a seminar, because that's kind of turn off to people that haven't been in school for a while, but for lack of anything else, the first seminar will probably happen within the next several months.
A success session.
A success
like
session.
Got good alliteration.
Yeah, it's interesting that you're working with Sherry on this as well. Yeah, Sherry Woodscreen. And she put together this really cool thing. She calls it Roads.
Yeah. And then we decided that we call ours WIN, and it would stand for Work in the New Nevada. And you could be part of the winner's circle. So a lot of acronyms.
Yeah. But I think that's something that the council can do, is look at that stuff, put thought process into it. Mm-hmm. And I think having members off the IAC is really important, because that provides
a continuity to that.
Because this is where this whole concept started, was right here. Mm-hmm. And NNDA is trying to support the tactical side of this to put it together. Sarah stepped up to the plate to be a leader in this thing, which we greatly appreciate. And now it's time to kind of throw it back on the table here. So how would they do this?
You can probably contact Rob, and you can contact, I don't have cards yet, so he can probably contact me. And it's not just only industry. I mean, if any of you who are part of the school district or want to give us input, you know, and be part of this, that would be so welcome. That would really be welcome.
And I also think that the program, our code name is Seminar Inside of Here. The program that can be put together as far as the video thing, the upfront presentation, it can have a lot of purpose. It's the kind of thing that we can show at the high schools. It's something, once we have this put together, it's like, did you know? Go back to Dream and Do It. This is kind of like Dream and Do It on steroids, customized for us, all right? You know, did you know? We got to bring these opportunities and put it in front of people that you can make this kind of money. You know, you get serious about your education. It's an 8-month program in mechatronics, or maybe you're interested in healthcare, and we can put together a program for X-ray or for what have you. You know, here's what these programs pay. Here's why it's so great. Here's what it takes to do it. And by the way, there's a guaranteed job, and we're going to help pay. We're going to get you funding, and we're going to get that paid back. Right? So why would you not want to do it at that point in time, particularly if that funding includes economic subsistence? So there.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take any more time, but thank you very much. And
any questions for
all of you?
Sir?
One real quick question on an ignorance I endeavor to keep up with advanced manufacturing terminology. Could you define mechatronics for me?
It's advanced manufacturing. I'm going to read this.
Georgia probably needs the best.
So it's an integrated system of electrical, pneumatic, and mechanical. And it's a systems approach. You'll probably start hearing a lot about Industry 4.0, which is the interaction between IT and the manufacturing floor. So that's really what it is. It's an international certification with 3 levels. And starting next fall, we'll offer the 2nd level. So it really focuses on teamwork, problem solving, leadership, root cause analysis, prevention of problems, and does, again, going back to the word system, system integration. So it's developed by Siemens, which has equipment everywhere, but they're trained on Allen Bradley as well as Siemens, for those in the...
No GE?
They use it.
No. It's also otherwise commercially available stuff. I mean, you talk about the mechanics, the electronics, PLC, ladder logic, things like that. It's putting that all together. There's, you know, in our place, you've seen it's just a lot of fixturing and automated machines that would do something that that otherwise a menial task, or a difficult task that these guys put together, maintain.
Yeah. And if I could say one thing to it, all this training applies to distribution as well as manufacturing. One of our graduates is working at the new FedEx plant in Reno.
It's very, very broad, really.
Well, we offered level 1 this year. We had the first class, and now we received a grant. We're sending our lead instructor there, Emily, over to Berlin this summer, and we'll be offering level 2, which is the mid-level, but it's supervisory level. Those people will be expected to walk onto the floor. And then level 3 is actually an engineering 4-year degree, and we're looking at the next rollout would be partnering with UNR for people that want to go all the way through that. And that's the gold standard, so to speak. I mean, you walk out with Siemens level 3, you can pretty much go to any manufacturing outfit in the world, and they're going to probably hire you immediately.
And the Siemens level 2 will be 1 of 2 in the United States?
No, I think it's the only one east of Mississippi. I think there's 4 or 5 on the East Coast. Yeah.
Right.
But out of the hundreds, that's pretty cool.
And can I say one more breaking thing? So Siemens called Emily and I to this fall help open and guide a new community college that will be offering all 3 levels. So Siemens is recognized.
Where's that at, Georgia?
I think it's New Boston, Virginia.
Okay.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, thanks, sir, for that. And so please contact me if you'd like to be a part of that leadership council and help put this together. So, you know, thanks again. So, moving on. Agenda item number 11, WNC campus construction projects. President Burton.
Yeah, as you saw down, those of you who are down in Reynolds, you're aware that a little dusty down there, but it's a good thing because that's a project that will double our applied technology manufacturing lab. Done, I think, by July or August, right, Mark? He'll be
third week of July.
That was a grant from the Reynolds Foundation as well as MB Energy and EL Cord and some institutional money. Really excited about that because it's sorely needed, that space. And then we're going to work with the Wind Fund the next session to look at equipment in July. The Aspen building will kick off probably in August. It's at State Public Works right now. That's $1.5 million project. It will be, we think, probably the best science lab in the whole state when it's done, because it's $1.5 million for one science and anatomy lab in the Aspen building. So it's going to go from really a rickety, I think 96 it was built, something like that, to state of the art. Once it's on the street, Corey, we'll send you we'd love to see Miles partner on that one. If you guys, I know you got a lot on your plate, but that would be a real feather if we could work together on that one. Okay. So, Mark is working on an energy project that goes through the state. It's a loan payback that we're pretty excited about. Make the college much more energy efficient and help out some other things. And we're still working on the dorm project. We'll probably go to the Board of Regents either in September or December with groundbreaking next spring if it all goes to plan. 240-bed dorm, which we're really excited about. And the other one we're going to start planning probably the end of the summer is the upgrade of the Deeney Library to a learning resource center and have that much more functional for what our students are looking for today. And all this is self-funded. So the other thing then we'll start talking about, as Chair Hooper said, is maybe putting together a project that we can look at wide applicability for our service region that we could bring forward in 19 and make a pretty compelling case. I think it's our turn to get some state money for construction, so we'll see. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. And you could just keep right on.
Yeah. I think if with the chair's indulgence, I'll table number 12. I think that would be a great one to tie in with the pipeline discussion.
Okay.
Action for the next board meeting.
All right.
Does anyone have any objection? I'll just say enrollment is continuing to be a challenge because, frankly, there are a lot of jobs out there. People are coming in, getting a little bit of education, and they're, you saw, Tesla and Panasonic. Panasonic especially has been having job fairs at the Grand Sierra, Silver Legacy. I mean, those are probably the least effective way you can hire, but that's how desperate they are to find employees. But I think that there's a lot of things we can do, and we'll talk about, we'll give an update, we'll see how we're looking in the fall, and then we can talk about some of those things.
Pipeline. Okay, that would be perfect. No objections, I'm sure. We can move along with this.
Number 13 is pretty important, and that will probably, I'll bring up a new business item that will probably be an action item in the next meeting. We will have our accreditation. It's a 7-year cycle. Our next visit will be April of next year. It's the Northwest Council on Colleges and Universities, and that's our accreditation umbrella. Obviously, it's very important because we lose accreditation, we're out of business, frankly. But I think it's been a campus-wide effort. I feel like we're in very good shape. We're doing a lot of work with metrics. But in conjunction with that is we're in the last year of our last strategic plan, which talks about the mission statement for the college and the three core principles: student success, institutional excellence, and one college serving many communities. Again, when that was done in 2009 or 2010, we weren't even talking about workforce development. So I think that that's going to have to be something much more core to that. I also think, though, as we start updating our strategic plan, it's going to be important that we have a link with the IEC. And so we're going to be putting together an ad hoc group. the college for the strategic plan. And so I'm just going to put, it'll be an action on what next time, that it would be great that we have one member of the IEC that's willing to also serve on that strategic planning group that will really be the architects of the next strategic plan, which will go through the Board of Regents through our accreditation and be the kind of guiding principles for the college for the next 7 years. So it really is pretty important. And so I just want to put that on the table where we stood on the accreditation. But, you know, as much as accreditation is important, a lot of that is looking back. And I think we're in good shape. The big piece of it, to me, that's impactful is the new strategic plan going forward and what we're going to look like as an institution 3, 4, 5 years ago. Because, again, when this one was done in 2010, we weren't talking workforce development, Panasonic, Tesla, where you would have said in the depths of recession, I probably wouldn't have laughed out of the room, right? Jumpstart was not even really a concept. Dual enrollment was something other states did. We weren't doing much of it in Nevada other than the TMCC and CSN high schools. So it shows how dynamic that is, and I think that we need a strategic plan that is both recognized where we're at, but where we're trying to get to.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm getting more and more thanks for new business.
Yeah, we're stacking up the next meeting pretty fast.
That's good. We're making good time here, too. President Burton, how do you think we should handle them?
Well, I think because we can't talk about specific names, GERD has stepped down as the member on the IEC. That's the vacant. And, of course, he represented manufacturing/machine tooling, which is a core. I think it's important as we recognize industry groups that we look at continuing to have representation besides just Jeff that looks at manufacturing. So what I guess I'd like to see is maybe you can contact the chair of the board individually, and if there's anybody that you think would make a good representation of the board, both passionate, caring about education, but also representing the industry sector, let Rob know, and he and I can work together getting it through the board approval and getting that, because I think this presents us an opportunity, right? I mean, we will miss GERD, but again, it's a new opportunity to get somebody on the board looking forward. And so I don't think I'm stepping on any toes there in an open meeting, right, Mark? I'm doing that. I think that that'd be a good way to handle it. If you want to
be fine, yeah.
Okay. Is everybody agree with that?
Does anyone else have any thoughts on the new membership, or
from a category point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either category or structure or way to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then, if you know of anyone you think would be, and you know, as I said, manufacturing I think would be well represented, but if there's someone else you think would just be a great member, we're not going to fence ourselves in and just say, well, it's got to come from that background, because there could be other people that would be maybe representing even a broader stakeholder group than I'm even thinking of.
Any comments? Anybody? So email me if your thoughts on that, or give me a shout out. And like President Burt said, he and I'll work together to
Hopefully we'll have someone in place to fill that seat.
That's the goal. Yeah, and the only other comment I would have is, as we move forward with the amount of technology coming our direction right now, that's another category for the future we might want to take a closer look at. Moving on to item number 15. So this is an item for possible action. I'm going to be asking for input to get the approval of the council on the dates that are put forward for our next four meetings. So if you want to take a look on page 6 or 7, basically we've got down here right now Thursday, staying with the same 10 o'clock time, so I won't repeat that each time, but Thursday, August 17th, Wednesday, November 15th, Thursday, February 15th, and Wednesday, May 23rd. Strategically placed to give us, I think, a week ahead of the community college meetings and leadership meetings. So they're good dates for me. Has anybody got comments on those dates?
Well, Deb can send these out as part of that, and if there's any that thing that absolutely is a showstopper for a majority, we'll look at just, I know that a lot of people may not know that at this point, so we, as action, we can tentatively approve it, and then if there's any changes, we can modify it as needed.
I can't make two. The first and third Thursday, I can't make any month.
That's right, because that's a commission day.
Thursdays are hard for me too, in the morning.
Okay, let me go back to the drawing board.
We'll go back to the drawing board.
Well, don't change it because of me.
We won't take action at this point in time, then we'll go back, because that is a problem for everybody on Thursdays. So, okay, thank you.
Then we'll adjust the August one right away.
Yeah.
We would have to set the August date.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well.
The sooner I know, the better. If I just.
We'll get it out as soon as we can. We'll revise it.
Yeah.
And again, we'll work through the chair, and we'll send out another straw man on a date for August. And then we can look at bringing the other days forward at the next meeting, if that's.
Was there any reason we chose Thursdays?
I think I just looked at the way the schedule was, and that seemed to work, but it's so far out that we can definitely shift those. There were probably things on Chet's calendar that said, oh, we should probably do it there, but I don't think it was anything that can't be maneuvered.
I guess I'm hearing then also Wednesday seemed to work better for him.
Yeah.
So we'll try and make that happen.
Stick it on Wednesdays.
So with the intent of making it be August 16th for the next meeting, we'll see if we can work that out, and then we'll come back to everybody via email.
I will give that email out early next Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. Thanks everybody for that. So new business. What I've got right now is to talk about a member that we can put forward to be on the strategic planning group. And I'm assuming that's where the mission statement update and things like that will take place.
Core principles, strategic planning, and mission statement.
So for the next meeting, does that give you time?
Yes.
Okay. So for the next meeting, you think about who of our members would be good to be on that group. I think the second item I have, which was the first one mentioned, was I put a term on this, creating a counselor's FAM tour project. Coming out of the old travel industry, it's a FAM tour, right? So how do we get familiarization for our counselors as to what the technical programs are going, kind of what you brought up? So we can put that on, so you can bring your ideas on that to the next meeting about how we can get that accomplished. And I would think that the action item there would be to actually come out with something that we say, yeah, this is what we want to do, and let's put feet to the street on that. The leadership council, hopefully we'll have that done before the next meeting, so I won't have that on there. And then we're moving agenda number, item number 12, which was
enrollment.
We're going to move that to the the next meeting in conjunction with talking about where we'll have another update on our pipeline project at that time, so that'll all fit together. Was there anything else anybody had for new business that you'd like to recommend?
I've got one, and I don't want to put Ricky on the spot, but I know he's been working with Kathy, and we've tabled this the last couple times, but they've been doing a lot of work on metrics, and one of the things we talked about was how can we measure ourselves and see, you know, to set some baselines. And I'd like to put that on as action, to have them bring forward some of those metrics that both are applicable on the K-12 side, because that's where the tie-in is. And then how we're working together on the higher ed side to see if we're moving the needle. So I'd like to put that forward. And I can work with Kathy and Ricky to put something together on that agenda.
That sounds great. In fact, I have a question on that. When we were at a leadership meeting, we had a presentation from a lady from NSHE, a young lady who has a grant that put together a really good...
Linda,
okay. Are you working with her on that? Kathy works with her. Because that would be really cool to have that presented here as well.
We could add that to that. It would be a pretty long agenda, but we can look at including that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of value in it, but I feel like if we get got on top of it, we could probably use it, given our situation here. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I'd love to have all the members know about that, that database, because there was a grant that we had to develop it, and it looked pretty impressive.
What was her last name, do you know?
Linda Hess. I'll work with Kathy.
She's good. She's really good.
Yeah. Any other new business suggestions? A raise for our president? I didn't hear anybody recommend that. Okay, well, we'll close off that agenda item. And we're doing really good. We'll get through this thing on time. So I will open up again for public comment. Do we have any of the public that would like to comment?
One last thing. I just like to say that, you know, I don't get the credit for, all I am is, you know, I'm the president, but the heavy lifting is done by the staff, and the recognition today, you know, leadership in a lot of ways is setting direction and getting out of the way. And we've got a great staff that when I get out of the way, they make things happen. And I think that was an indication this morning, as well as, you know, I know that the IC get a little frustrated at times, feeling, are we really doing anything? Well, that recognition this morning was a direct, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that the startup of these IECs was roughly about the same time the STEM programs, the Jumpstart and things were going. So it is a team effort. And without the partnership of the K-12, the community, everyone working together, these things wouldn't be happening. So as I said, it's not a coincidence to see what happened this morning with the work this group is putting in. So thank you very much. It's very helpful to me, even though I know sometimes you may not feel like it. So thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Do I have a question for you? So as we're creating these opportunities, right, are we working with the governor's office to give a pipeline of applicants that we have? I mean, I'm just thinking about what the governor said, right? What we want is we want these folks, these kids to take advantage of the opportunities, but we'd like them to stay in Nevada, right? So once they graduate through this process, are there Nevada jobs? Can they fill it, or are we going to lose them?
I think that's a good question. That's exactly what the pipeline project is doing. And so the coordination right now is really back to ENSHE through our through Frank Woodbeck, okay, as far as putting together the programs that would support the pipeline, but also us as a region working with our employers to catalog those jobs. In fact, at our breakfast meeting this morning, which we were really honored to have the Veterans Center here.
Well, I mean, that's a great point, though. And I know we moved on, but if I can indulge the chair.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe another great thing for August, if Frank's available, is in his new position as Vice Chancellor for Workforce Development.
Yeah.
Because he's working those exact same issues.
That's
I think
right.
It'd be great for the committee. And it would tie into that whole other discussion that we had, that how we attract these students and move them through, because just the education is not the end goal. The end goal is a career.
That's right.
And but you know, right now the careers are there. We're not having any trouble finding jobs. I mean, be it construction, be it manufacturing, I can go on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
The jobs are there.
It's getting the students in. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and my dad was gonna say was that thanks.
Yeah.
We got two more minutes. So. We at our breakfast meeting this morning, we had a presentation on the veterans program here at Western Nevada College, which was really, I think, quite well done. And I had one of our employers come up at the end of the meeting and said, "Well, how do I tap into hiring veterans?" And the answer is, well, we kind of work with Nevada Job Connect. Well, we need to do better than that. So that's something that the Pipeline Project is taking on, too, is how do we, once we've identified this, how do we match them up with the job? So
sure.
We have a street pipeline all the way through the job. So point well made. That's what we're looking
for. Well, make a good point there, too, Dyer. We should be engaging Job Connect to connect the dots, because they're the ones that will be out there, presumably, being aware of all the jobs that are out there. We've done some work with Job Connect, and I think if you connect those dots, then the skills are there, the employers will be able to find a pool of candidates. But it It's just not going to happen. You got to have an engagement with them.
Right, we do work with them. I think the key is already have a guaranteed job at the end of the pipeline. Yeah. So it's working directly with the employers. We don't need to have a placement bureau as much as the employers themselves saying, if you graduate this many people, we will hire them.
Yeah.
They're already in on the deal from the get-go. Yeah,
Georgia can add to that because...
Oh, yes. So we do work with Job Connect to get that information. But every day I have a call from somebody saying, we need to hire, and it's not just one. It's more than one.
Yeah.
So it's actual employers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good connection to have.
So we do work, yeah.
I think that's obvious. That's where it's going.
That's where it's going.
Yep.
And then, can I say one thing? Sorry, Terry left, but I just want to know, let the group know, in terms of recruiting educators for Nevada, we're working with the Jumpstart program to add introductory education courses into that program so the students can be substitute teachers once they have their associate's degree while they're continuing, and we have transfer agreements with everybody. And then this morning, because I shamelessly do this, I talked to Steve Canavera and then Manny Lamar of ON, and there's money there, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it to help promote education as a career.
Cool.
Great.
Do we have any other public comments? Hearing none, and seeing now 25 seconds past or 12 o'clock, we are adjourned.